It sounds head on. If I'm trying to sing my descent to what you just heard, to the kick drum.
Now you play it back, I know you're way the fuck off.
It's a second and a half latency or so.
It's like, you know, ridiculous.
So yeah, I heard boom, boom, shellac for boom. I'm trying to do a second,
what I'm hearing,
harmonized version, but I'm not even.
So I can't handle matter. You know,
I don't know. I'm trying to listen
to that. I'm something to happen.
So when all your interface and headphones, it's right on. Interface is about hearing stuff.
Low enough latency so that,
but at least with the headphones, we don't have any gas talk. So you don't hear up close enough.
My earlier shellac boom with my now attempt to harmonize with that shellac boom, you only hear the new one.
So that's the first thing
kind of cool about harmonizing and not syncing
what you're doing and whatever I'm saying.
Either way, we're fucked.
The interface got basically dead on,
so we cannot hear
close enough
so,
down it. You know,
the only harmonized
possible way to sync it up is
looking at, you know, if I can see the previous track,
you know, let's see the.
And you don't need
the recording the way
it's all I got now, so I, you know, I monitor all the stuff on my
nation.
Awesome headphones, but
better than that, just have to guess.
I had it hooked up through a, Onkyo interface with a crazy 90s, mid-90s subwoofer.
It's fucking insane, dude. It's gigantic.
It's an awesome subwoofer, but it's just
ridiculously old school.
But yeah, it all synced up great.
Definitely considered upgrading. Like I broke my first Behringer, that, you know, the little interface I got, that Behringer. I got like some cord I had went bad. I can't remember what it was, like some USB cord. It's basically the cord you use to hook a printer to your tower. That cord. So I could order one a little bit, but I wanted to do music immediately, and I poured one to bed, so I went to Walmart. And I think I got one for $6. And the six, it's like, I had two choices. I could get the 8-foot long and pay extra, or get a 10-foot long and pay a little bit less. All the stats are the same, so I got the long one for cheaper. And it's kind of a mistake, really. I mean, I think I would have really benefited from this mid cord because that thing is wrapped around in my feet, and so when I get up, I would like pull the whole Behringer audio interface and everything connected to it to the ground, and that's how I destroyed the first head put out.